Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lean Toss-Up Call of Duty League podcast. My name is Robert, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, CDL Metrics. Tonight, we're going to talk about Major 3, Week 5, the last week of Major 3. Next week, we're looking at the Major. Are you excited for this week? There's a lot of interesting matches this week that have huge implications.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah, some interesting matches for different reasons. Some are just good teams squaring off against other good teams, which are always fun to watch. And then we have a couple big games in terms of winner's bracket, loser's bracket starts. High leverage games, I guess you could call those. So a mix of those. A couple of games where it's, will I watch it? Will I not? Probably not. We'll still talk about those nonetheless. But yeah, like six or seven games this week that I'm like pretty excited to watch.
Yeah, agreed. All right, news of the week. Las Vegas Legion after losing 12 straight maps. That's brutal. Was it? Yeah, because they've played two games the last 2 weeks since they've added ASIM and they've lost every single map. They've not won a single map. 0-4 record, 0-12 map count with ASIM in the starting lineup. They have removed him, and they're basically, the rumor is that they're targeting Ojani to replace him. The thing is, on one hand, I feel really bad. ASIM is actually, I believe, Canadian, so that hurts me as a Canadian there. But no, the thing is, it's really weird, and it's really sad, because the underlying metrics for this team were actually quite good. They basically routinely, basically were even in slang and in those hard points, right? They just couldn't cover a spread to save their lives, literally to save their lives. And it's frustrating. I think this team might actually bounce back a lot here. I think there was some issues, and I think now that they've got the quote-unquote last piece there, I think this team could actually be very good now. They could basically rise up to where we were, where they were before they made the ASIM move. What are your thoughts on this? Do you see this as they needed to do this, they need to shake up the team, or where are you on that?
Yeah, anytime you lose 12 maps in a row, even if some are close, like, it feels like it's time to shake things up. I know you like to make a lot of, like, football analogies. It feels, not that ASIM is, like, the quarterback of this team, but if you have a starting quarterback who goes out and, like, you lose 3 or 4 weeks in a row, and, oh, yeah, maybe some of those were by a field goal or a point or two or whatever, but you got to shake things up. Losses are losses at the end of the day. So I get it. It's a little surprising because we both were on the side of, oh, ASIM should come into this team and at least be as good as Purge and maybe give you a little bit more. And people were really hating on Purge. So maybe just this roster spot on Legion is just a tough one to figure out. But I did want to list the teams that they played during this stretch, because they played three of the top four teams, Optic, FaZe, and Subliners. And then they also played a Surge team that is trending up. The competition was really tough for them. Now, you still would like them to win a map or two against these teams and maybe pull out a series upset along the way. It did not happen, so I get the move. I think it had to be made. We'll see if Ojani can give this team something that we thought ASIM could give them or what. But yeah, I don't know. Legion aren't dead by any means. They're still very much in the running for champs. I think they can turn this thing around relatively quickly. I wouldn't put them in their own tier at the bottom at this point. I still lump them in with those other teams like Rocker and Ravens and Breach and any of those. So yeah, I think Legion have a chance to turn things around as early as this weekend. They are a lock for loser's bracket at this point, but for Major 3 at least. But yeah, maybe they go on a little run at Major 3 and hey, they walk away with 30 CDL points or something like that. Yeah, we'll see how they go moving forward, but just interested to see what this new lineup looks like with whoever it is.
Yeah, I agree with that. Major 3 qualifiers expected wins. So FaZe, again, just 0.4 shy of being undefeated. They play Seattle. We'll talk a bit about that match later and the kind of insane numbers we have for that. But yeah, basically your number is saying that there is a 4% chance of Seattle winning that game. That's basically what that number is saying right there. Texas, again, 5.76. Ultra, 5.59. Thieves, surprisingly high up there, 4.9. They look to be the fourth seed. Then we've got Subliners in Seattle, chilling there at 3.3 wins there. Basically expected to get a bit more of a win there. And then, look at this. Four teams from 2.55 to 2.45. This is going to be the bottom two winners bracket teams and then the top two loser bracket teams, which, fun fact, the bottom two winners bracket teams then immediately turn around and play Optic and FaZe. Good luck. The bottom two, it's not much better for them either. It's really funny that we're sitting here with maybe they could do something, but it's just, okay, they're fighting for the winners bracket. Okay, but what does that really mean? Answer, not much. Okay, great, you won. Yeah, you're in the winner's bracket. You get to play FaZe. Yeah, that's not really fun. I don't think that's fun. Right? But again, it just shows you after the top four. Okay, yeah, Subliners in Seattle there. I guess the interesting note there is that Thieves seem to, at least right now, have broken into that top four with Subliners in Seattle there as the kind of 5-6. But then basically from seven down, and with the exception of Boston being dead last, not a lot of difference between a lot of these teams. What, and do you see anything, any interesting things you want to note here?
Yeah, now that we know it is the last week of the qualifiers, a lot of my win probabilities show up very clearly in this graphic. So yeah, like you said, Atlanta FaZe, 96% chance to beat Seattle. Yeah, and then you can see some other ones sprinkled in there. But yeah, the talking point this week is definitely the 7, 8, 9, 10 seeds. Like, that will get determined. Now, with tiebreakers, I'm not sure how things would go if New York, Seattle, and let's say Miami and Minnesota all get three wins. I don't really know how the tiebreakers are going to work on that. Like, maybe Minnesota could jump up to the 5 seed. That would be a big boost. Or Miami could maybe move up there. I don't really know how that would shake out. And obviously, if New York and Seattle win their games this week, they can push themselves out of that conversation entirely. So that is another thing worth monitoring, is like, how do these tiebreakers go if we have all of these three-win teams? Because, yeah, you would much rather be the 6 seed than the 8 seed, because you want to avoid FaZe as long as humanly possible. So that will be interesting. But yeah, obviously, Minnesota play Carolina. My numbers show that is a true toss-up game. If you win, you are in upper bracket. That's awesome. If you lose, you are not. But again, that might not be the biggest thing, because if you're the 8 seed, you're probably going to lose your first round game anyway. So yeah, those are big. Now, they're still big because it's 10 CDL points that you're picking up on a team that is near you in the overall CDL point standings. And that's a big deal too, right? Not only are you setting yourself up for a slightly better run at Major 3, but you're picking up 10 points on someone who also wants to qualify for Champs. So yeah, those two games are big. One is on Saturday, one is on Sunday, so we'll have to wait a little while to get there. Yeah, Boston kind of sticks out on this graphic as well. Last week, I didn't really know that they were going to keep Shawnee in the lineup. I thought Beans would be back, but unfortunately, Shawnee comes in. They still pulled out some map wins and fought tough, but still no wins for them. So they are also locked into the lower bracket. They're still in 12th place in the standings. So things are looking pretty bleak for Breach at this point in time, but there's still a lot of COD to be played. So by no means are they out of the running for Champs. But of all the teams, like, you would least want to be Boston Breach. So that, I think, is turning into a headline for me. Going back to our preseason show, like, I had Boston as a team I picked in the race to 1580 relatively quickly. They were the third team in my pool of six. And yeah, to say that this season has been a disappointment is an understatement for them. A little bit bummed to see that. But yeah, a lot of good games to talk about this weekend, more in depth. So I'll shut up about the qualifiers, because we'll see how this all shakes out in the end.
Yeah, agreed. There's some interesting games to talk about. Beating the market and combined model results, I had a good week. It's been a couple of bad weeks for me. I finally had a good week there. Went 2-for-3. The only one, again, is funny, because I said I would rather bet FaZe versus Carolina. I'd rather have the FaZe -2.5 versus Carolina than the FaZe -2.5 versus, was it Vegas, right? It was Vegas, right? Yeah. Turns out that was wrong. That was the exact opposite, because they did cover the 3-0 against Legion, but they did not cover it against Carolina. Got that one wrong. That's sad. But yeah, you got Miami versus Seattle +1.5. Legion, again, we all lost money on Legion last week. That's very sad. And then Boston, I had Boston spread in that game, map one, but they also did not cover the spread either or win the game. So that yeah. Boston, it's pretty rough. Combined model plays. Good, except for when we bet on Legion. Like, actually really good, except for when we bet on Legion. Carolina a little bit there, but LAG, yeah. This was close. This was, like, and it's so frustrating, right? Because they came so close to beating Optic in map one, and then they also came, they had, again, remember, I said bet the +2.5, and I had the +1.5. I had +1.5 at 5-1. And midway through map four, they had the 100-point lead. I'm like, this is great. This is, and what I do now is Bet365 allows live betting, right? A lot of the times after, when they know game four exists, they'll give you a spread for that hard point live. So you can basically bet that live probably around the time of game three, probably right after game three, right before game four, or around the time of between the game break between game two and three. I usually used to double down and bet that, but I've realized now that generally what I'm looking for is I'm looking for either a -1.5 to cash or a +1.5 to cash. And I've realized that it's not good to double up on it, because if you like, for example, in that game with the LAG plus, I had money on LAG +1.5. I needed them to win the game, right? If I also bet, I don't know what the spread was. I didn't check it, but it was probably something like 40, 50 points live, they would have cashed that. I would have won some money back. But at the same time, if they get crushed, then it's basically a double loss, right? I generally don't double dip on spreads like that. But yeah, it's sad. I come from that thinking that LAG is out. This was the thing that was really interesting, right? Because obviously everybody was going crazy there on Friday when Boston and Optic were playing it, and Boston was keeping it close, took them to a game five, right? And cause it was funny, because I didn't even realize the Shiny news. So then I just bet. I saw Optic -2.5. I said basically Boston +2.5. +275. I'm like, that number can't be right. And I bet it. And then there was the whole reset. And I was like, okay, going to try this again. And then, okay, then they won it again. So it didn't really matter. But the thing is that sitting there, I was like, that basically they took the odds off the board for the next Boston game, for Boston versus Thieves, because I think they thought people were immediately betting Boston against Thieves. That's the wrong play. What you do then is you don't say, oh, Boston's better than we think they are. You say Optic's worse than we think they are, right? That's how you have to approach that. So I basically, people were immediately hammering the Boston against Thieves line. I just started hammering OPG versus Optic. And this is the thing, and you see this a lot from football. If a team underperforms in the first week, don't assume that the team that beat it is good. Assume that the team that lost is bad. And again, there's lots of examples of this, but the most notable one being TCU last year. If you remember in college football, it was one of the first games of the season. It was Colorado versus TCU. Colorado was like 24.5-point underdogs, right? Everybody was super hyped for this Colorado team, but TCU had gone to the national championship game a year before, right? So everybody's, oh, this Colorado team is fun, but can they really stay that competitive, right? Turns out they beat TCU. People are like, this is crazy. This Colorado team's amazing, right? And then neither of those teams made bowl games, right? This is the thing, right? I think just because if a team beats a team that you think that you don't think they should have beaten, it probably means that both of those teams are bad. Not that the other team is better than you think it means. It means that both of them could be bad, right? And I think that's an interesting lesson to take from that. But either way, yeah, we cashed the +2.5, and that was pretty good. All right, match previews. We'll go to the matches now. Here we go. First match of the week, Friday, 3 o'clock Eastern time, Toronto versus Boston. Toronto -300 of the money line, -1.5, -200, -275, 30.5-point favorite in the hard point, 2.5-round favorite in the search, but shaded to +110, and then 1.5-round favorite in the control at +120. It's a bit of a split decision here. I have actually already bet Ultra -1.5. I still like it. I think even though it's -200, I just don't see Boston winning one out of two hard points, if that makes sense. I think I don't see them winning the control. I don't see them winning one out of two hard points. I don't think this Boston team has it in it. But that being said, I'm a little split on it. I just kind of like the -1.5. I like the control spread, and that's about it for me in this game. I have it at about a 30-point hard point. I have it, I think, 250 to 118, which is 32 points, and the spread is 30, so I'm not touching that. Do you see any value here? Is this kind of just a state? Do you like the Boston +1.5? Are you believing in Boston?
Not at all, no. I bring it up, I feel like, once a week now. And I know Boston was in a weird spot last week, and they overperformed in match one and then basically did what was expected in match two, although some of those maps were also close. A very weird week for Boston, and we expect Beans to be back this weekend. I know Boston has already come out and said they expect him to be in the lineup this weekend. Shawnee should see the bench again. But, as we saw last weekend, maybe it's not that big of a drop-off from Beans to Shawnee and vice versa. Yeah, tough to evaluate this Boston team, but what I do know is that their last in the CDL standings, their last match win was on St. Patrick's Day, and as we record this, it is May 7th. We're coming up on almost 2 months now. The thing with Boston that's tricky, though, is that this has been the story for the last 2 months, is that they can't win a match, but they can win maps, and they can force game fives, and at the end of the day, they just lose Search and Destroys. That is what they do. Toronto aren't, like, the cream of the crop in Search and Destroy, but they are a clear cut or two above Boston. So I'm a little surprised your numbers have Boston at maybe about 40%, just eyeballing the chart, 40% chance to win Search. That, to me, seems very high. Toronto are still a great hardpoint team, not what they were at the start of the year, but still far and away the best or one of the best teams. So to me, I lean Toronto -1.5, even though it is at -200. You just look at what Toronto have done against teams that look like Boston, and they beat them pretty comfortably, either in a sweep or they finish it in a game four usually. Their one hiccup this stage was against FaZe. Toronto got slammed by FaZe, but every other match was very comfortable for them. I see this as much the same. So I strongly lean with Toronto in this spot. Despite the high price tag, I think they are the side to be on. My one concern is control. Boston are solid in that mode. And even with Shawnee in the lineup, they were all right. They beat Optic last week 3-2. They beat LA Thieves 3-1. They are pretty competitive in that game mode, and Toronto has had some hiccups here and there. Toronto to sweep, I don't really love because the control worries me, but Toronto to win in a map four, I think, is very likely.
Yeah, I do like that, even with that -200 price point. Match two on Friday, the second and only match on Friday, which I think those go away very soon once we start getting into Major 5, because there's only 4 weeks in Major 5? Yeah, so that goes away, thankfully. Thieves, -225 on the money line, at -1.5, -110, 22.5-point favorites in the hard point, 1.5-round dogs, actually, in the search, but that's shaded to -188, and then -1.5-round favorites, +100 in the control. I like Seattle here. I like them a lot here. You like Thieves a little bit. Yeah, I really like Seattle in the, I think I like Seattle in the hard point, even though I maybe don't like them. I like them in the search and the control, but I'm a little iffy on the hard point though. I think I might need a bigger hard point number to get behind this team. What are your thoughts on this? The -1.5 is basically even money, -110, -125, basically the same each way. Do you see a side you like here in this game?
Yeah, if I had to pick, I would side with LA Thieves, but this one is mostly a stay away for me. A lot of my numbers are really close to market, but the fact that my numbers show maybe a little bit of value on Thieves map 1 and map 3 points to why I think LA Thieves -1.5 makes some sense. Now, Seattle's hard point over the last few weeks has been improved. Maybe my numbers are a shade too high on LA Thieves hard point. LA Thieves to win control, I feel very good about. And then the search is maybe the opposite. I don't know, these teams are pretty close. My numbers say like LA Thieves 43% chance to win the search, but I don't know, it really could go either way. I think it's close to a toss-up. So yeah, I think splitting the hard points and splitting the searches is fairly likely in this, and at the end of the day it does come down to control, where I have a huge edge on Thieves in that game mode. So maybe it goes to a game five, as a lot of LA Thieves games do, and Seattle Surge games for that matter. But yeah, if we're splitting hairs here, I do think Thieves are just a cut above in control, and that's what will get them over the hump. So yeah, I lean LA Thieves. Seattle, not a great showing last week against Miami. It was one match, so I don't want to overrate that too much. And then LA Thieves only played Boston. Beat them 3-1, but a little bit close there, round 11 in the search. Some of the hard points. And the hard points were won pretty comfortably, but they lost the control in round 4. That's not great, especially against a team that has a replacement player. So I don't know. Maybe their control is weaker than I think it is. At the end of the day, it's just too much to divvy out for me to galaxy brain this. So it's mostly a stay away, but I do expect LA Thieves to take this one.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, moving on to Saturday, Boston versus Legion. Boston, this is basically 120, 120 each way, minus 120 each way. I think it was originally Boston minus 138, Legion plus 100, but that's evened out since the news of ASIN being dropped by Legion. Boston minus 1.5 plus 150. Boston is 12.5 point favorites in the hard point, 1.5 round underdogs in the search, actually, but it's minus 125. So they actually think Legion's going to win a map. That's because they think Boston is that bad at search and destroy. And then they are minus 1.5 round favorites, plus 120 in the control. Again, we're gonna keep running into this wall. I don't want to. I really don't. But this is the problem, right? They're like, and this is the thing, right? We feel so dumb for doing this, but at the same time, the reason this line is even close is because the books are seeing the same thing as us, right? The books are basically seeing the same thing as us, but they're like, okay, we just have to adjust it down for the lines, right? Because they know everybody's pounding not Legion, right? So they probably just have to adjust it down. But this is the problem, right? It's just we keep seeing value. We keep seeing value on Legion, and we have them favorites in map 1, and we have them in favorites in map 2, and we actually have them as not completely out of map 3, right? Like a 40%, I have a 40% chance, you have probably something around a 35-ish, give or take. But this is the thing, it's, yeah, we're just gonna run into that wall again. Yeah, let's do this. Are you with me, or are you gonna not run into the wall again?
Yeah, so before I heard about the ASIM getting dropped news, I had very much the same sentiment as you. Just hearing you talk, it's like, are we really going to do this again? And that's why I did not include Vegas in my top three picks this week, because I just assumed they were running it back with the same lineup, and it's been disastrous the last couple of weeks. But knowing that they will have a new look lineup, I think I'm back in. We'll see. We don't really know how Ojani or whoever the replacement player will be. But just the fact that it's a different lineup at all, I think is good for Vegas. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the price on these teams switch, where right now it's dead even minus 120. I think people might talk themselves into Vegas just knowing they have a new Challengers player on the team. It's just volatility, and that can be good. So yeah, I think Vegas is the side here. I hate to keep picking on Boston, because I don't think they're like, I think they're the worst team in the league, but I don't think that means much this year. To me, being 12th and being 8th is like, whatever. Like, you're the same team in my eyes. So I do think these teams should be priced pretty closely, but I would, if I was the bookmaker, I would make Vegas a slightly bigger favorite. So yeah, maybe there is some value on Legion here. I know we've been saying that week after week, but I feel much better about it knowing that they have a new player. Yeah, I'm going to lean with Vegas. I don't love it, but I do like it a little bit now. But the famous last words. But Boston will get famous. Their first win since St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure that's very likely. Saturday, second game on Saturday, Minnesota versus Ravens. Ravens minus 130 on the money line, minus 1.5 plus 162. 8.5-point underdogs, actually, in the hard point. Curious. 1.5 round favorites in the search bet shaded to plus 125, and then 1.5 round favorites in the control bet shaded to plus 150. Yeah, I actually like Carolina quite a bit here. I don't hate the minus 1.5. I think I've got that basically hovering at 50-50 is the minus 1.5. I like them in map 1. I don't like them in map 2, but I really like them in map 3. You also agree with me on map 2, but you don't agree with me on map 3 there. You're basically on market with Minnesota plus 1.5. Do you see anything you like in this game, or are you staying away from this?
Complete pass. I could not emphasize that more. This is, as a Minnesota fan, I'm really rooting for them in this spot, right? This is a winner's bracket start. If they win this match, it's a huge leverage game for them and for Ravens. So I'll definitely be watching this. But yeah, to me, these teams are nearly identical. Just looking at how my numbers stack up, like I have Minnesota as a 52% favorite in a generic game of Hardpoint, about a 51% favorite in a generic game of Search, and control is literally like a straight up toss up. And I even went through like the map vetoes and what we expect to see. And yeah, it still looks like a toss up after all of this. You're getting coin flips in every map. Yeah, I don't know. It might just come down to who wins control. If both of these teams are splitting Hardpoint, splitting Search and Destroy, who gets round five defense and who wins it? It's literally that close in my eyes. I mean, if you're gonna make me pick, I'll pick Minnesota because they are the underdog in this spot. I would not play it now. I would wait and see if maybe the odds shift out even more. I get why Ravens are the slight favorite. I think they've been playing better as of late. Minnesota, a little shaky. But yeah, at the end of the day, I don't really see much of anything that separates these two teams. Yeah, take your pick. If you like Ravens, by all means, go for it. I'm just gonna sit back and root for Rocker.
Yeah, I'm taking my Ravens. I'm taking, well, not my Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens. Actually, I do have them in the race to 1680, I think. Yeah, I think we gotta do an update on the race to 1580. I think it's 1580. Yeah, we should do an
Next
update
week.
for that
Next week.
before the major. Yeah, Seattle versus FaZe again. The only thing standing in the way of FaZe having a perfect 7-0 run in this qualifier is Seattle. And they are not, it is not, they look like a speed bump in this case. FaZe minus 2,500 on the money line. Minus 2.5, minus 120. 55.5 point favorites in the search. 1.5 round favorites. Only 1.5 round favorites in the search. And then a ginormous 1,400 money line in the control. And there is no control spread because when you get to that, because of control is so few rounds, when you get to that level, things get a little funky. They're not going to let you do that. Yeah, I agree. Sign me up for the minus 2.5. This is, FaZe is just terrifying. And again, this is, Seattle is not a bad team. They're a fun team. I like them as a team, but they're not FaZe level at all. Yeah. FaZe minus 2.5. What do you see anything here, or are you just staying away here?
Yeah, I was a little surprised to see my numbers showed a smidge of value on Atlanta. I just assumed every week it would be like, yeah, Atlanta are going to win this easily, but the prices are a little too steep. In this case, apparently they are not, which again surprises me because Seattle just came out and lost last week versus Miami, who was very close, but like, if anything, stock down on Seattle Surge. And Atlanta had a 6-5 loss in Search and Destroy to Ravens, which doesn't look great, but it's around 11. It happens sometimes. Like, even the best Search and Destroy teams in the world can lose sometimes. But yeah, I really think FaZe are the only side here. If you want to take Seattle, maybe you could talk me into that map one spread just because it's so enormous. If Seattle get the map one pick, like how the pick and bans go. Like, if Seattle is picking map one, then maybe they can pick a map where they can at least keep it close on, maybe lose by 30 or 40 rather than 58 or whatever. That's one thing I could talk myself into with Seattle, but otherwise, FaZe are on another planet right now. Yeah, it's them. I think they'll go 7-0, lock up the one seed, and just keep this train rolling because they are nearly unbeatable at this point. Yeah, good luck to
Yeah.
Seattle Surge. That's all I'll say.
Good luck. Sunday, Miami versus LAG again. Another dead even on the money lines there. -1.5 +200. They are 15.5 point underdogs to Miami in the hard point. They are 1.5 round favorites in the search for +125, and they're 1.5 round favorites in the control +137. I like LEG. I actually really like LEG money line, and I like the LEG -1.5. I'm a bit ambivalent in the map one, but I really like the map three, and I like the map two. Your model is also seeing, your model actually likes Miami here +1.5, so you really don't like the LEG -1.5, and you Miami on hard point, and that's about it. This is obviously an extremely important game to decide who gets to be beaten by FaZe. which are you on a side in this one, or are you just gonna kind of watch this and see how your model does?
Yeah, no, another very important game in terms of winner's bracket, loser's bracket. Winner is in, loser is out. But yeah, likely to play FaZe or Ultra or Optic or whoever it is in round one. So whatever if you win, but it's 10 CDL points nonetheless. The only thing I think is interesting here, and I almost included it in my picks of the week, is Miami map one. They are definitively better than LAG in hard points, I think. And I don't know why, but the market just doesn't want to warm up to that. They are -163, so they are the clear favorites in this, but I would push that a little higher. They have their moments in hard point, but for the most part, their strength lies in searches and controls and maybe picking out a hard point here and there. But I don't know. I do think my control number on LAG is not high enough, and that alone is making me shy away from taking Miami +1.5 or even Miami money line. It's pretty spot on that these are a -120 on either side. Yeah, the only thing I can look at is Miami and hard point. I think you said the spread was like 15.5. That's not much of anything. So I almost included that in my picks. I decided to pivot. But yeah, this is going to be a really good series. Like, much different, I think, than the Carolina-Minnesota series, where, at least in terms of my numbers, like, the Carolina and Minnesota dead even in every game mode, where here you have some clear... To me, Miami is the clear better team in hard point, and LAG are slightly favored in map 2, 3, and 5. A lot of different ways you could play this. Maybe a Miami -1.5 is more appealing than the +1.5, just because if they win the series, maybe it's through two hardpoint wins and something else. Yeah, I don't know. This might be a rare case where the over 4.5 maps could make sense. I don't know. We don't list prices on that because we rarely play them, if ever, but... Yeah, it's can Miami win a search or the control, or can LAG pick off one of the hard points? So a lot to be decided here. I do lean Miami ever so slightly, but not going to hate on you if you like the LAG side in this one.
Yeah, I think Miami losing to Optic, I think people think, oh, the game was close, so yay, Miami. But I think looking back on it now, it's not really... I think it's it cuts more the other way. And I think LAG should have beaten Optic, right? And I think that series very easily could have been 3-1 LAG, right? I don't know. I lean more towards LAG in this one. Sunday match number 2, Toronto versus Subliners. This one should be a good one. We're done with the high leverage ones. That was the high leverage one, and Minnesota Carolina was the other high leverage one to determine who gets into the winner's bracket. Toronto, -150 on the money line, -1.5, +137, 22.5 point favorite in the hard point, 1.5 round underdogs in the search, interesting, and then 1.5 round underdogs in the control, also interesting. Weirdly, I don't like Toronto at all. I actually think I have Subliners as the favorite in this game. I think I do, right? Yeah, I do. Let me just, it seems odd for me, but yeah, I do. Yeah, no, I do. I have Subliners as the favorites. Yeah, I don't know. Toronto's doing better, but I think they struggled a little bit versus Minnesota. It was a 3-0, but that 3-0 was a little closer than people expected. And Subliners have looked pretty good after they crushed Miami, and then they also crushed Legion again, continuing that trend. I think they've actually started looking a little better there. So Yeah, it's I'm a little on the side here for Toronto for subliners in this match. I'm probably gonna stay away from this match, but yeah, I think I like subliners. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I lean Ultra again. I like them in their match versus Boston. This is obviously much tougher competition versus New York. New York bounced back in a nice way last week, two sweeps after really struggling over the last couple weeks prior. Now, the one thing I will point out with New York, and like it happened last week and it's been happening the last few weeks, is that their hard point is a little shaky. They picked up two wins last week, one against Miami, one against Vegas, but not super convincing wins by any means, especially against competition that we say is, oh, the eighth, ninth, 10th best team in the game. A 33-point win against Miami, a 28-point win against Vegas. Now you're playing Toronto Ultra, who for basically the entire year have just buried teams in hard point. Lately, that's been not so much the case, but they are still beating down teams that are much lower than them. If Miami and Vegas played Toronto last week, I would expect Toronto to win those games by 50 and 60 rather than 20 and 30. So to me, the gap with these teams is in hard point, right? Like Toronto, I am very comfortable saying like Toronto are the better hardpoint team. I think they can win by margin against Subliners, who they Subliners are a good hardpoint team, but like this is a huge step up for them, and I just think they'll struggle. Subliners definitely have a path to win if they can go 2-3-5, or if they can just pull out one of the hardpoint maps, and then maybe you win both searches, or you can put the control in one search, whatever. So I think it's going to be a good series no matter what, but to me, the thing I can bank on is Toronto Ultra winning by margin in hardpoint. And although New York is a good hardpoint team, we're not asking them to cover much. I think it was 22.5 points in map one for Toronto. That I think they can get it done. They're beating teams by 50 and 60 pretty regularly. This is a step up, but again, 22.5 points isn't a ton. So that's where I lean with this one. I do think Toronto win this series. Maybe this is a weird one where Toronto do get pushed to the game five. We don't see it much, but this to me feels like the sort of game where it's we always see Toronto win 3-0 or 3-1, but New York are a step above. Maybe they get forced to that game five. Maybe they slip up in that game five. But at the end of the day, Toronto to me are reliable. I can bank on them showing up and having a good performance, unless they're playing Atlanta FaZe. But this is not Atlanta FaZe. This is New York. Yeah, I lean Toronto here. I don't love it, but I like it enough where I don't think I could be talked into New York, even with the two sweeps last week. I just think they're too inconsistent.
That's fair. I think there is risk to Toronto. I think Toronto has opened up some inconsistency as well. They're not the top team anymore, I think, and FaZe has overtaken them. Last game of the week, and this one should on paper be interesting. Optic versus Thieves, again, the game that I always say, and we haven't played in a while, but I've always said whatever you think the result of this game is going to be, it's not going to be that result. Just go buy Bitcoin instead. Optic, -225 on the money line, -1.5, -110. Optic, -15.5 on the hard point, 1.5 round favorites in the search, +125, and 1.5 round favorites in the control, +110. I, and actually you, really like Optic here a lot, especially in the control. We both love the money line. We both love the -1.5. I'm a little iffier on the hard point, but we're both pretty, we both like Optic in the control, maybe even dabbling a little bit in the -1.5 in that control. Thieves, just, I don't know. What's your thoughts on this one? Do you see, or are you just not touching this? I wouldn't mind putting something on Optic here. I think basically the way this is. The way this is worded is that, the way this is priced is that they expect Thieves to put on a show here and make this somewhat competitive. But, like, I don't think they will. I think Optic could just 3-0 here and roll. And then here's what'll happen. Optic will roll 3-0 here, and then they will immediately get blown out in the first round of the major, because that's the Optic thing to do. What's your take on this?
That's an interesting take, because there's a non-zero chance I think these teams could meet in round one. So that would be fun to play that Optic 3-0, and I think it's unlikely that they would meet, but yeah, Optic 3-0 here and then lose to Thieves somehow a week from now. But yeah, I don't know. This one surprised me. Before I saw the odds, before I put my numbers in, I was very excited for this match. I was like, okay, this is a really good match for Thieves to prove themselves, to say, hey, there's been a top four the whole year. Make that a top five. We belong here. And then I punched in my numbers, and then I saw the odds on this game, and I saw what they did last week against Boston, and I was like, I don't know. I think Optic might just win this pretty comfortably. I do lean Optic. It does scare me a little just based on what they did last week. You're absolutely right. Optic, they won 3-2 against Boston. They won 3-1 against LAG. But there were some really close maps in there in both series. So Optic could have slipped up for sure. They did not, so that's good. And LA Thieves, right? Both these teams played Boston. And LA Thieves handled business better, I guess you would say. It's pretty close, but LA Thieves at least won 3-1 compared to Optic's 3-2. Yeah, I don't know. Something just feels off about this game. Like, you're right. Like, whenever these teams face off, it feels like weird things happen. You get an unexpected result here and there. So, like, I don't know. My numbers say Optic. The odds say Optic. I don't know, though. It feels weird to me. Also, one thing to note, like, this is the last game before Major 3. And these teams very likely could just be locked into... They're for sure locked into winner's bracket. Both of them at this point, like no worry about dropping down to lower bracket. But I don't know, these teams might just play maps that don't make sense. Like, we might get some weird maps in this series, and that chaos means maybe Thieves are valuable. Because if Optic could place third or fourth based on the result of this game, and Thieves could place fourth or fifth or whatever, it's like, there's really not much difference whatsoever. So let's just play maps that we don't have experience on, or let's play maps that we're bad at and see what happens. So because of that chaos, that's what scares me the most. I don't know. It's a stay away for me. Interested to see how this plays out. But honestly, the result of this match, I wouldn't worry too much about it. If it's an Optic 3-0, if it's a Thieves 3-0, whatever it is, take it with a grain of salt, because I think these teams might be just trying some things out at this point. We saw it last Major, I believe, with, I think it was Optic again. They were playing New York or FaZe. Maybe it was Optic FaZe. Like, same kind of thing happened where we got a weird result and it didn't really matter at the end of the day. This one, to me, lines up very similar.
Agreed. Okay, beating the market and combined model plays. So here is our picks for this week. I'm going to go with Seattle plus 1.5 versus Thieves. I'm going to go with Carolina minus 138 versus Minnesota. I also don't hate the minus 1.5 there. And then I've also got LAG minus 120 versus Vegas. And I also don't hate... Wait, is it Vegas? Wait, is it... I thought it was someone... Is it Vegas?
Oh, maybe not. It is Miami.
Miami. Okay, yeah. Sorry, ignore that. It's against Miami, yeah. Versus, I think I wrote that in wrong. Yeah. So it's minus 120 versus Miami. Again, same color, just different letters. But I also don't mind that I don't mind the minus 1.5 either. And then you've got Toronto minus 1.5 versus Boston. I like that one. I've bet that one already. You've got Toronto minus 22.5 map 1 versus Subliners. And then you've got FaZe minus map 2 minus 1.5 versus Seattle. So you're fading Seattle's Search and Destroy. And that actually makes sense. I don't hate that, but that line seems weirdly low, but I think that's because that's what FaZe lost against Carolina with last week as well in their game. Friday, Thieves map 1, Seattle map 2. Saturday, Vegas money line plus 1.5, map 1. FaZe money line minus 2. Okay. Whatever value can be gained in a minus 2,500 money line. Minus 2.5, and then obviously that map 2. Little bit. Yeah, just like... you love those ones where it's, oh, someone bet $2,500 and won $100. But then you love the ones where they lost, and then those usually happens like the NFL where it's, oh, they bet like $50,000 on this player to go to be drafted second overall or something, and then that didn't work. Sunday, LAG map 2, Texas money line, minus 1.5 map 2, and map 3. We will be back next week. I actually think we're going on. Are we recording on Monday?
Yeah, I think I switched this out a little too late because, yeah, we are likely to record Monday night and podcast comes out Tuesday.
Yes, we will be recording on Monday night, basically only hours after these games finish in the first place. And we will have a special guest and we will be talking about something very relevant for the future of the CDL. We're going to keep hyping that. And yeah, stick around next week. And I think it's going to be a very interesting podcast. Because again, the thing is, when we do the major ones, there's only four games. Okay, we'll obviously talk about who we think is going to win the major, obviously. But there's only really four lines we can talk about, right? We can't talk about the loser's bracket because we have no idea who they're playing, right? Basically, we're gonna talk about something that we think is relevant to the Call of Duty scene. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. And other than that, yeah, that's it for us for this week. We will see you next week. Have a good week, everybody.